December 25, 1910. Priests have become attached to families, to interest, to exterior things, etc. This is why it is necessary to have houses of reunion for priests. This morning Blessed Jesus made himself seen as a tiny little one, but so gracious and beautiful as to enrapture me in a sweet enchantment. Especially, then, he rendered himself more lovable because, with his tiny little hands, he took little nails and nailed me with a mastery worthy only of my always lovable Jesus. Then he filled me with kisses and with love, and so I did with him. Then, after this, I seemed to find myself in the grotto of my newborn Jesus, and my little Jesus told me, "My beloved daughter, who came to visit me in the grotto of my birth?" Only shepherds were my first visitors, the only ones who kept coming and going, offering me gifts and their little things. They were the first to receive the knowledge of my coming into the world and, as a consequence, the first favorites to be filled with my grace. This is why I always choose poor, ignorant, abject people, and I make of them portents of grace, because they are always the ones to be more disposed, the ones who more easily listen to me and believe me without raising so many difficulties, so many quibbles as, on the contrary, learned people do. Then came the Magi, but no priests showed up, while they should have been the first to form my cortege. In fact, more than anyone else, according to the scriptures which they studied, they knew the time and the place, and it was easier for them to come to visit me. But no one moved. Rather, while they indicated the place to the Magi, they did not move, nor did they trouble to take one step to follow the traces of my coming. This was a most bitter sorrow for me at my birth, because in those priests the attachment to riches, to interest, to families and to exterior things was so great as to blind their sight like a glare, harden their hearts, and render their intelligence dazed to the knowledge of the most sacrosanct and most certain truths. They were so engulfed in the low things of the earth, as to never be able to believe that a God could come upon earth in the midst of so much poverty and so much humiliation. And this, not only at my birth, but also during the course of my life. When I performed the most sensational miracles, no one followed me. On the contrary, they plotted my death, and killed me on the cross. And after using all of my art in order to draw them to myself, I put them into oblivion and chose poor and ignorant people as my apostles, forming my church in them. I segregated them from their families, I released them from any bond of riches, I filled them with the treasures of my graces, and I rendered them capable of governing my church and souls. However, you must know that this sorrow of mine is still lasting, because the priests of these times have banded together with the priests of those times. They have been holding hands in their attachments to families, to interest, to exterior things, and they care very little, or not at all, about that which is interior. Even more, some have degraded themselves so much as to make even secular people understand how unhappy they are with their state, lowering their dignity down to the bottom, and below the secular themselves. Ah! My daughter, what prestige can their word still have among the peoples? Even more, because of them, the peoples keep deteriorating in the faith and into abysses of worse evils, groping their way in darkness, because they see no more light in priests. This is the reason for the necessity of houses of reunion of priests, so that, freed from the mist of darkness by which he is invaded, families, interest, and cares for exterior things, the priest may give out light of true virtues, and the peoples may turn back from the errors in which they have fallen. These reunions are so necessary, that every time the church has reached the bottom, this has almost always been the means in order to make her rise again, more beautiful and majestic. On hearing this, I said, "My highest and only good, sweet life of mine, I compassionate your sorrow and I would like to soothe it with my love, but you know well who I am, how poor, ignorant, bad I am, and also extremely taken with my passion for hiddenness. I would love it if you could hide me so much within you, that no one might ever again believe that I existed. And you, instead, want me to speak about these things which so much grieve your most loving heart, and which are so necessary for the church. Oh, my Jesus, to me, speak of love, and go to other good and holy souls to speak about these things which are so useful for your church. And good Jesus continued, my daughter, I too loved hiddenness, but there is a time for everything. When the honor and the glory of the Father, as well as the good of souls, became necessary, I revealed myself and I did my public life. So I do with souls, sometimes I keep them hidden, other times I manifest them, and you must be indifferent to everything, wanting only that which I want. Even more, I bless your heart and your mouth, and I myself will speak in you, with my own mouth and with my own sorrow. And so he blessed me, and he disappeared.